Let's go.
3, 2, 1.
The Steve Cochran Show presents Breakfast with a Blackhawk, sponsored by MB Financial Bank. MB means business.
All right, so the Hawks have one rough night in the first week. That's all right. That's all right. Get it right tomorrow night against Nashville. Family's going to be out there. And let's say hi to a guy who was on the show with us two, 3 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Just got his first goal in the National Hockey League. How much of a thrill must that be? It's Alex DeBrincat. Good morning, Alex.
Hey, morning. How's it going?
All right. Thanks for getting up. We appreciate it. And thanks for coming back on the show. You know, Coach Q is on with us every week, and sometimes more than that. And we were talking the other day. We're confused about what your nickname is or what you'd like it to be. What are the guys calling you right now?
There's so many nicknames in the locker room.
No, I mean the stuff you could say on the air. Are they calling you Catman? What works?
They're calling me everything. It's Cat, Kitty.
Kitty? Kid, no, you can't be Kitty.
Yeah, unfortunately.
I guess if Jonathan Taves wants to call you Kitty, then you're Kitty.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of the one that sticks for most of the guys.
That's hilarious. Well, how thrilling was that first goal?
Yeah, it was... special moment for me, I think, to get that over with and to be able to make that dream come true is pretty special.
And where's the puck?
I actually don't have it right
now. Oh, you're kidding. They didn't get you the puck?
No, they got me the puck, but the trainers have it right now.
Well, you know what the trainers are going to do. They're just going to give you another puck. And then after you signed a really big deal, they'll go, oh, yeah, how much you want to pay for the puck? No, the train doesn't give you the puck. Do you have any special pucks from when you were a junior at Erie or anywhere else that you keep as souvenirs?
Yeah. Every kind of milestone I've hit, I've kept the puck and given to my dad. And my dad likes to keep them at home, puts them in, like, a case. And
yeah, it's cool.
Yeah.
Was your dad at the game?
No, he wasn't.
Was he able to watch it?
Yeah, he was watching on TV, but he couldn't come to the game.
But how cool is that? Your dad got to see it as well. Everybody says the one thing they love about your game is instinct. You seem to know where to be on the ice at the right time in the right spot, and that was the deal with that goal. Puck shows up, bang, back of the net.
Yeah, that's kind of... I try to make that the best part of my game is just kind of being in the right areas. And I think that's kind of led to a lot of success for me in the past. And, I hope the future too.
Alex, no one's listening. Did you grow up a Red Wings fan? Farmington Hills, Michigan at all?
Yeah, I did.
Mm-hmm. But I think if we were to ask you who your favorite Red Wing was as a kid, the easy answer for you, Kitty, would be Marian Hossa. Because he's a Chicago icon. I mean, that's the answer I'd go with if I were you.
Yeah, maybe now it would be, but he was only with us for 1 year, so.
No, truthfully, who was your favorite Red Wing when you were a kid?
When I was really young, it was Steve Yzerman, but, he retired when I was still pretty young, and then Datsyuk was kind of the star there, so I really liked his play.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yzerman, Yzerman's almost my age. He's nearly dead. He's an old dude. What's been the most fun you've had so far on the team? I know the guys are great guys in the dressing room. Has everybody welcomed you?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, everyone's been great, and it's a good environment to be around, and it's fun going to the rink every day. So I've enjoyed every second of it.
Are you intimidated at all by Coach Q? Because he looks scary, but he's actually a nice guy.
Yeah, he's actually a really nice guy. I wasn't sure how it was going to be going in, but, he's been great to me, and he's helped me out a lot.
And when you walk into that dressing room for the first time, and, you're Chicago Black, because are you 20 yet, or are you still 19?
19.
Yeah. So you walk in, you walk in, and one side is Patrick Kane, and there's Jonathan Toews, and there's Duncan Keith, and Seabrook, and Corey Crawford. I mean, these are three cup guys. I mean, were you nervous? Did you try to act like you belonged, or what'd you do?
Kind of just waited to be talked to, I guess. I mean, I was it's pretty intimidating, I guess. But I had met most of them before, so, you know, that wasn't really too much of a problem. And, you know, a lot of the guys go out of their way to talk to the younger guys and make them feel comfortable. So, you know, that was a big thing for me. And, you know, they definitely really helped me in that aspect.
So you feel like you belong right now, Alex, because I've been at WGN off and on since 2007, and whenever I get to work, I still wash Steve's car and make sure that everything is, you know, kind of...
But that's the right thing to do.
I mean, yeah. You can make that argument, but you actually feel like, oh my God, it's not like, you know, I'm sure it's super exciting, but hey, I actually belong here even though I'm 19 years old and we're five games into my NHL career.
You better believe that.
You should, but I mean, let's get into reality here, Steve. Let's probe how Alex is feeling.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, if the guys weren't, like they were, I don't think I would feel like I belong, but, you know, they really make everyone feel part of the team, and, you know, no matter what your role is, no matter, you know, who you are, you know, everyone's part of the team, and they really, make sure you know that.
You, first strapped on skates at what age?
Two, three, maybe.
And what's the first time you remember playing in a game? Probably four or five?
Yeah, four.
And was it your dad that got you going in it?
Yeah, my dad and my brother. My brother played, and he's 4 years older than me. So I don't even remember putting on my skates for the first time.
Sure.
So I just kind of grew up with it.
And is your brother still playing, or what's he doing now?
Yeah, he plays Division One in American International College.
Oh yeah, sure.
Springfield, Massachusetts.
Did you think it would happen for you this fast, or were you never bogged down with that stuff?
I mean, I always wanted to play in the NHL, but I never really thought I could maybe do it until you know, kind of I went to Erie. So hasn't been that long. I've actually had in my mind that I think I can, you know, play in the NHL. I mean, it was always the goal, but I didn't really think I was good enough. And I think, you know, going to Erie was one of the best decisions I've ever made.
Well, what's it like getting that first NHL paycheck? I mean, do your parents even let you see it?
Yeah, I don't think they've seen it, actually.
Right. Dude, he's 19. He's not 9.
I understand.
Underestimated.
He has his own bank account.
Underestimated.
Can you imagine being 19 and getting a check? I'm sure you were probably making that money back then, Steve.
Yeah, no, Alex right now is making the league minimum, which is interesting. It's $4. But it's $4 Canadian, which is even a little less. But when it hits, it's going to hit big. You were bringing this up off the air.
Right. Alex, what's your first major purchase?
I don't know that he's probably had one yet, has he?
I don't know. Motorcycle? Car?
No. I got a car last year with a signing bonus, but I'm, so that was the big one, I guess.
It's a big one. It's a good one.
That is a good one.
When
we do breakfast with the Blackhawks, there's always a question that comes in from a fan. And this is from, I'm going to try to pronounce this, Egle Remezate, or Remezate. If you had to choose a different sport, what would it be, and are you good at another sport?
I think I would choose golf, maybe.
Yeah.
I think it's looks pretty relaxing. You know, I know there's a lot of pressure, but, you know, being able to golf every day would be pretty cool.
Yeah, and the hand-eye hockey players are usually good golfers. However, if you mock golf again, I'm going to kick you off the show. It's our new pal, Alex DeBrinket, and couldn't be happier for you. And the guys on the team have all said you're a great addition. Obviously, you got the game, but they like having you around as well. And just, you know, enjoy every minute of it, man. These are the special days.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, I appreciate you being on. Hold the line. That's Alex DeBrinket. Hey, Jake, would you check and make sure he did his homework? I don't want him to get in trouble when he gets to chemistry.
Somebody texted in, kid of the week? Question mark.
Have you seen him? Have you seen his face?
He's so smiley.
Yeah, he makes me look old.
He does.
He's got a baby face.
Yeah.
How does he get into the bars?
Yeah. Well, the Canadian ID. But he's real. I mean, he's so talented and so smart on the ice and does seem to know exactly where he needs to be at all times. Can you imagine up with the Blackhawk coaching behind him? You know, and Kane and Taves and those guys? This guy's got nothing but upside.
I can't imagine being 19 years old and living that life. That's out over the skis there,
really?
Steve.
Knowing then what you know now, Carlos.
Oh my God!
Wow.
You don't know that much now, dude. So it's okay.
That's a good point.
Alex DeBrinket, thanks very much, and thanks to MB Financial Bank, sponsors of Breakfast of the Blackhawks. We're back after this.